Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Dave Smith Absurd Comedy, where you can count on absolute absurdity and random randomness. All right, let's get into it.
Greetings, fellow Earthlings. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of And Another Thing with Dave. I want to thank all of our listeners from all over the world. Please do subscribe and share if you're not already. All right, let's get into it.
Hey, And Another Thing. Dave Smith, United States. Podcast was playing active voice actor Fiji.
Okay.
Yeah. Mr. Brazil Pose, how you doing?
What's going on? I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Dave?
Well, I'm doing absolutely fantastic, Mr. Brazil Prez. I've heard you on a couple podcasts, and I am happy to talk to you, my friend.
Well, that's absolutely amazing, and I'm glad that we're talking in Monday morning radio voice. And coming in the next, we're going to have a little tap in. It's going to give us a rather in 2 seconds.
Exactly.
It is.
Not quite sure. Not sure where that was going. How are you?
Man. Dude, I'm good, man. I wish I had a snapback to whatever that guy said, but I wasn't with the context.
I know.
Crazy, dude. So, what's up, bro? I'm looking, podcasting, aspiring actor. Sorry, I'm looking for the little thing here. Cool, man. Yeah. What part of America are you in, if you don't mind me asking?
I am in Northern California, the southern tip of the Emerald Triangle. Yep, I am a self-described shit disturber, and like making voices and making people laugh, and I like making music.
Dude, that's fucking amazing. I'm from Berkeley, bro. I'm Berkeley.
No way. You know? No way.
Yeah, hell yeah.
No way.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, dude, you're right there. You're right there. I can almost see you.
Yeah, are you in Chico or something?
Can you see me waving? No, I'm in Santa Rosa.
Oh, shit, I see you, dude. Hey.
Dude, yeah, that's me. Dude, that's me.
Wow. That's crazy.
Wow, that's so cool.
What a quinky day. Cool, dude.
Cool. Well, quinky day.
I think we all like making people laugh. And like,
Berkeley, you know, one of the best places in the universe, Berkeley. Like, come on.
All right. Like, you know, the university sucks, but the town itself, we're all really cool over there. You know?
Yeah, exactly. No, just that little coagulation of atoms that is the town of Berkeley itself. Is such a special place in the universe, man. I've had many.
It used to be. Are you still over there? Are you still in California? Like, bro, I had to get out, man. Like, this is just. I don't know if you guys got touched. I mean, Redding got touched, bro. Like, hell yeah, the Emerald Triangle, all that shit got touched, bro. It's different. Oh, it's like, you know.
Oh, I had to evacuate from a fire. I got priced out of San Francisco, right? So 20 years in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Got busted for growing weed a year before it went legal.
Oof. Oh my god! How much did you have? Like, what did you get? Like, was it big? Was it a bad thing? Or like,
it was only like 700 plants or something like that.
No, that's not. You know, what was fucked up is when you get busted. It's like all that money that you made. It's like just goes into legal fees. You know, it's like all that work.
Kamala Harris tried to get me with 3 felonies.
These motherfucking. That'd be a president, bro.
I had not one prior.
Hell yeah.
And like you said, dumped a bunch of money. I got lucky with a lawyer and I got lucky with white privilege. White privilege was huge. Let me just tell you, that's a whole nother story.
White privilege is awesome, dude.
But I could go into it because the
shout out to white privilege for helping out all the white people over the years, man. Get out of legal situations, dude, for real, bro. Like, you know, respect.
Because
like
other people that weren't as pale as me that had the public defender, they didn't fare so well.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a public defender?
Yeah.
I mean, white privilege is that like you have money to not get a public defender.
No, sorry, I had a lawyer. No, sorry, I paid a lawyer. But then I saw these other people with the public defender. And I asked,
butt fucked. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and I asked him, and he had a case. You know, he's got a stack of paper, probably. I'm not even exaggerating. 5 inches thick, 5 inches, something like that.
Hell yeah, dude.
And he's like, "This is just today."
Yeah, and you know, they actively started cutting down on the not only the salaries of the public defenders, but the amount of them that was stationed for each courthouse. Like, probably, I guess, what you said, year before legalization. So that's probably the same thing. I was at an edible business. I wonder if we were cross paths, actually.
Wow.
It was, like, probably in 2000 and,
2009.
14. Oh, nine. Oh, shit.
Way back. Way back.
I was probably like, I was probably like 2010 to 13. I was there. I was working at a Purple Heart over in Oakland. I don't know if you ever sold or went over there. I had a couple edibles and a couple different dispensaries and delivery services and stuff. But, yeah, dude. Man, that fucking sucks, dude. Fuck Kamala Harris, bro. See, people don't even know, bro. People don't even fucking know about Kamala Harris. Like,
they have no idea.
Dude, she's like, I'd vote for Donald Trump over Kamala Harris. Trump, but like, dude, fuck Kamala Harris.
She's the Monica Lewinsky of San Francisco.
Dude, that's not even bad enough of a like analogy. It needs to be a worse analogy for like who she is.
But she blew the mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco to get where she is today.
She did Montel. You know Montel?
It's a fact.
She did Montel. Yeah.
Montel Williams, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Montel Williams, enormous pothead. Huge fucking weed smoker. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, this bitch probably smoking fucking weed, sucking all these fools' dicks, and then turn around by day and, like, fucking throwing people in jail and, like, egregious fucking sentence for, like, fucking nonviolent marijuana offense. I don't know. Let's not talk about Kamala Harris, bro. Like,
let's not. Good, bro. My blood pressure is going through the fucking
suit, dude.
And I was about to go.
And what about those fucking firefighters for $2 a day?
Right? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, bro. Like, what a fucking. So you're still there, though. Like, you're still hanging in. You're still hanging out in California. Like,
I'm in the firestorm capital of Sonoma County. Right. Yep.
No, I know. And it's seasonal now. You know, they refuse to fucking take up the brush and whatever from the plants. And it's like now you have like seasonal fire.
I don't even know what it is. I mean, we could talk about chemtrails, and some people say that aluminum particles are falling and that's accelerating burns. Some people say it's because we haven't been having prescribed burns. I mean, there's a million theories.
Dude, it's 1,000,000% prescribed burns. What happened is that like we were in a drought for so long, like 8 years, that fools cut all the forest management service. I saw this happen. Like, I was taking my dog for a walk every day, and then like we caught all that rain a few years back, right? And everything was flush, lush, and beautiful and amazing. I was like, wow, this is awesome. And then every same place I would take my dog for a walk every day, I watched everything like fucking just, you know, dry up and fall off the trees. And there's just these huge piles of like dry
kindling
leaves and wood everywhere. You know, it's just kindling. All it takes is chuck a cigarette. I actually think I might have literally, I'm going to say this now, I think I might have started a fire up in higher North County, Northern California, not where you are, like even higher, like up on the Oregon border. But I didn't know, but like I was just smoking a cigarette and driving up the I-5. And I just checked out the window. And then later when I got to my destination, it was like, there's a huge fire had like started.
Dude, I thought about writing a short story about that. So like the Uber driver goes mad, right? Cause I was driving Uber for a little while and I was going mad with the people that I was picking up, and I'm hearing these diabolical conversations, right? Like, like one of the guys in my back seat was a Mobil Oil employee, Chevron, and they're trying to figure out how to turn fracking water into drinking water. And I'm like, oh my God. So if I just drive us both off a bridge right now, I totally do the world a big solid, right?
You would, bro, because like someone above him was like still knew about that plan and was going to put it in.
Yeah, no,
like,
no.
God damn, that's like, dude. Like,
but these things start going through your heads, right? I started thinking about writing a short story about the Uber driver that goes psychotic.
Oh, that's a fucking.
And starts throwing fucking cigarettes out his window.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. What about just taking the short story of like an Uber driver like driving a car, and just what you said in that one situation that you said, like you hear executive like in the back talking about this like super fucked up thing, and then the whole short story, if you have to be fly with language stuff, just that guy driving the car, listening to people in the back seat, and then just veering the car like off a bridge. That's it. That's a short story. That's fucking dope, bro. That's and then I would steal that from you, but I'll let you have that. Like,
please don't
let you have it. It's your fucking idea. But like,
please don't steal it from me. You could help me with it, and let's do it together.
Yeah, actually, dude, can we exchange email addresses or anything? I'd be super down because I love that idea. bro, like a little, like, you know, 5 to 10 pages. Like nothing. Like, you know, short. Like a Philip K. Dick, like, early on.
Exactly. And the final scene is him, like, saying, like, on the cell phone with his wife or whatever. Right. Or whoever the fuck he was talking to on the phone. Like, he was actually... He was actually talking to a fucking business partner, so it's even better.
Okay. Yeah, dude. I think it's like he drives off the bridge, and it's just like there's a giant. And you know, in Game of Thrones, how there's like a statue over that one part of the map or whatever. It's just.
I'm not familiar.
You don't watch Game of Thrones? Okay.
Well, no, I haven't seen it.
That's the most annoying thing. People are like, you watch Game of Thrones? I'm gonna start playing some of these messages though, bros. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm follow you. Right.
Hey there, partner. How's everything going over there?
Fantastic.
Good old white folks hanging around. How about I suck your crack?
Dude, that's this guy from... it's Southern hospitality, I guess. It's like not even like a gay thing. It's just like, you know...
Well, if you want to talk about crack, we can bring our boy Bill Clinton into the conversation because he kind of created the crack epidemic, don't you know?
And where you look, people, they gon' suck your cock. They all gon' suck your. Bill Clinton gon' suck your cock because he created the situation. But that's just, it's like a handshake to us. Bacon pie, suck your dick. It's Southern hospitality.
That's right. I mean, that's just what we do. I mean, that's sweet tea, a good dick sucking. I mean, that's a fine line.
I tell you what, when my daddy brought me up, he said, if a man don't suck your cock when he invites you in the house, yeah, you know, pissing his mouth if he's if his esophagus is on fire and hot desert. And that's right. We are in Louisiana. And Bill Clinton, I see him, he gonna suck that cock. And he sucked that cock. He sucked your cock. And he sucked his family cock. He sucked every cock. That's a man, you look at him and you say, that man is gonna suck the cock that he wants. That's an honest man. You know he's gonna suck the cock, all right?
And goddamn it, amen to that. Because what kind of man are you if you ain't going to give up that personally made lemonade for another man on a hot day when a man is thirsty? You got to give up that man-made lemonade. Come on, just piss in that mouth. Get it done.
Listen, if there's one thing that human beings have learned over the years is that if a man isn't willing to give up his lemonade and piss it down the throat on a hot day, oh, that man is somewhere. You don't want that man sitting next to you in the trenches, okay? And I know that, and you know that, and grandpappy's known that. And this is science.
I mean, that might as well be science because your old grandpappy know that, my grandpappy don't know that, and I piss down a million motherfuckers' throats, and I keep doing it on a hot day because you know what? I care about my fellow man.
Albert Einstein, he invented his a theory of relativity when he was pissing in a man's mouth. Now, what you gonna say about a man that does more than pissing in a man's mouth? This man is fugazi.
You gonna try to diss Albert Einstein? Like, you gonna think you're smarter than Albert Einstein? No, you better start pissing in a man's mouth, goddammit.
You better start pissing in a man's mouth. And I'm in agreement with the gentleman on the left. We're on different sides of the aisle, but on this aisle, I think we are absolutely in agreement.
And still you start pissing in a man's mouth, I'm just going to say you don't know shit.
When you stop allowing people to piss in a man's mouth, what do you have? It's chaos. It's anarchy. This is a sacred ritual that we cannot violate. And right now, Bill Clinton pissed in a man's mouth. George W. Bush pissed in a man's mouth. Barack Obama pissed in a man's mouth. And Donald Trump arguably pissed in a man's mouth.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. I am glad you brought that up because
Bill, I saw you pissing a man's mouth. And I'm sorry, Chris Matthews. I just want to protect the former president.
I ain't never seen Donald piss on nobody's mouth, but I pissed on Donald 100 times because my boy loves a golden shower.
And there is video evidence of that is in court right now. And I think the public as well as the jurors are going to come to understand that Bill Clinton pisses in a man's mouth. He has had piss in his mouth. This is a man of integrity. This is a man of honor.
It's presidential.
This is out for unity, not for. Yeah. If you were put in the piss, you deserve to pass the impeachment hearing.
Well, we're talking about a presidential piston. We're not talking about any old piddling here or there blowing in the wind. We're talking about a presidential piston here. Okay, so we need to specify that we are talking about some verifiable royal piss.
This is no Bush League baseball trough piss, okay? We are talking about piss that affect the entire world. We're talking about the most powerful world, people in the world, pissing in each other's mouths.
That's right. We're talking about them 12 families.
And
them 12 families.
Vladimir Putin pissed in someone's mouth. Xi Jinping pissed in someone's mouth. Bangkok decor pissed in someone's mouth.
Every day, every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Vitamins.
Pissing in that mouth.
Pissing in mouth. Oh, man, I'm going to play this best.
But, yo, that's a great bit.
Oh, shit. I'm here, I'm listening, and I'm enjoying it. You guys sound cool.
Thank you. It's Anna.
See, that's a young lady that understands that patriots and people that understand the Constitution understand pissing why support for peasants are pissing each other's mouths.
All right. Now,
and
I
the
want
public
to...
understands this.
I just wanted to say to our patriots, our fellow pissing patriots that are listening right now, we appreciate your patronage, your pissing patronage, and we want you to drop a follow. You like what's going down here? Because the president and I are chopping it up.
I say don't drop a follow. What I want you to do is I want you to go write a letter to your congressional senator, your congressional state and your senator, and you say, if you don't believe that Bill Clinton pissing people's mouths, then I don't want you as I don't want to be part of your constituency.
Miss Alexandria, whatever the fuck you call yourself, Cortez, something like
she's
that.
She's never pissed in anyone's mouth or has had her mouth pissed in.
I do not believe that mouth has been pissed in.
There's been no urine in that mouth.
To me, that looks like That to me looks like an uppity north side mouth, needs some pissing, doesn't know how to talk to the people, doesn't know how to get down, needs a mouthful of piss to be able to relate to people, know what the people are talking about, know where the people are coming from, and feel the people's pain and taste what is in their water. Okay.
I'm 100% on the same side as you, Andrew. And when you look at their mouth, you can tell. There's never been any piss in it. You can tell.
It is piss free.
Her face would curl up like a smelling a bad smell. They were pissing in that mouth, and you can tell that is a piss free mouth. That mouth's never been pissed in. And I would encourage the constituency in New York to question whether this is the person that you want to represent your city, the city of piss, where piss is everywhere. She's never had piss in her mouth. You want to compete in the Congress, the Senate, the political realm, and you never had piss in your mouth, and you never pissed in anyone's mouth. I'm sorry, Craig. This is just too much for me, I guess.
I highly agree. I
was 5 years old, me and my brothers.
I highly agree. I mean, the sewage systems of New York alone would allude to the fact that you would have to be in touch with the systems that are in operation. And how could you hold a public office as it is without being in touch with these systems?
I 100%, Chris. There's just piss everywhere, and this is just.
I can't think of a word. I think we have a cure for the present problem at hand with Miss Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Somebody just needs to grab her by the ears, jam their dick down her throat, and give her a good piss in the mouth, down the throat. I mean, choke that woman on your piss. Let it fill up her mouth. Let it spill out her mouth onto that holy floor of that chamber.
Yes,
and
sir.
Fill
yes,
up
sir.
By democracy.
Yes, sir.
By piss.
If she wants to represent this great country, she gonna need to get piss in her mouth, just like her daddy got piss in his mouth, just like his daddy got piss in his mouth, just like his daddy got piss for his mouth and his daddy before him.
That's right.
You want to break from this tradition, this great tradition in this country? This is communism. This is hokeyism.
This is treason at the highest order.
Oh, at the highest level. If you want to be a part of this government, you're going to need to get piss in your mouth, and everybody knows that.
That's right. Are you a person of the people, or are you not?
Are you an imposter? Are you a traitor from another country where they don't piss in each other's mouth? That's not American at all.
Do you not worship the people, or do you do?
It's literally in the word, Chris, and we disagree on a lot of things, but we agree on this right now. And I think people need to rise up and start going back to the Capitol, get back in it. Right, you know, it wasn't enough last time. There was not enough piss in the last Capitol raid, and I think this time we need to up those numbers. I want to see that whole lobby soaked with piss.
I do not believe anybody pissed in Nancy Pelosi's mouth.
They did not, Chris, and it makes me ashamed to be an American.
It's a goddamn shame. It's a goddamn shame. It's a low point for democracy, is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a goddamn low point for democracy. I feel embarrassed and ashamed to be an American at this point of our evolutionary process.
Because here
we have this corrupt, you know, chocolate ice cream, $10 a pint ice cream eating, $12,000 refrigerator having times two type congresswoman should be worth $5 million, worth $100 million. We don't know how it happened, but we do know how it happened. There's one thing that I know is true, is that she ain't never received her piss from the people.
Now, hold on, Chris. Let's be fair. I knew Nancy Pelosi when I was coming up back in the 70s, and she did take piss in her mouth. She was one of the senators. She was one of the great ones. But what happens is people get solved. They get money, you know, the special interest.
She walked away from the
people.
That's
what Donald Trump was trying to do. He was trying to kick out the special interest. He was trying to cut down how much piss was going around the mouth and make sure that only the right people got the piss. Okay?
Are you trying to tell me?
I'm a Democrat, but I gotta give him his due where it was owed. Okay, Nancy Pelosi, she took the piss in her mouth. She got that ice cream you're talking about, and she stopped getting piss in her mouth. And I think that's when the problem started. I think that started when deregulation began back in the 1980s. And I think you can talk to Holly Barber about that, because that boy took more piss in the mouth than anyone else, and he could tell you exactly what went down.
But, so what I understand you to be saying, and let me know if I might be close to being correct on this, but here, what I understand you to be saying here is that once Nancy Pelosi walked away from the people, quit taking that piss, she lost touch with the people, and now she done become one of these here oligarchs, you know, one of them that are 1%, and you're out of touch.
That's right. That's 100% right, Chris. And I can only speculate on this, but there is a connection that was built with Shanghai and Nancy Pelosi and her investments in that time period. And what I've learned is that Shanghai is Chinese for piss. So maybe she been drinking Chinese piss, and that's something that needs to be looked into. Because you can't be over here drinking Chinese piss, drinking Chinese pee-pee, and working for the United States. It don't make sense. Don't make a lick of sense, Chris.
I don't understand. You're trying to pretend like you're playing with the people in San Francisco, but you're drinking that Shanghai piss. You can't be doing both. I mean,
that's right.
You're either working with Shanghai or you're working with San Francisco.
That's right.
You know, and I don't trust either one, you know, because them goddamn bunch of commies over in San Francisco. But I mean, what we do agree upon, Chris, here is that you know, Nancy Pelosi, she needs that same people. She just needs to be grabbed by the ears, a little doink put down the throat, and little piss therapy.
Church, brother. I'm 100% on the same page with you. Unfortunately, the quote-unquote constitutional scholars in our court system won't allow us to do what's right and put things right. And we have to go through this blasphemanian calamity of justice just to eventually decide what we already know, which is Nancy Pelosi needs some piss in her mouth. And she has had Chinese PP in her mouth. And I'm sorry, folks. This is something that needs to be talked about and needs to be investigated.
It's a blasphemy of bukkake appropriations.
That people have told me that Chinese PP, that is very corrosive. And can actually turn people into monsters, like the Furby, Gremlins movie. And I've heard of it. If you look at videos from China, you'll see that is not out of the realm of belief. But right now,
you know what I heard here is that Chinese PP is what led to that corrosion of them their pipes in Flint, Michigan.
I heard intelligent people that have said that is true, that have verified that science is true.
I heard that story, and you know there was an influx of these immigrants of these Chinese origin, you know, them Chinamen to Flint, Michigan, and they, you know, all that Chinese pith. Well, our pipes just couldn't take it,
and acid rain in that region is also because of that Chinese pith. And there is a good argument from some scholars at certain agricultural schools that global warming entirely itself is due to Chinese PP. And this is just something we cannot afford to avoid talking about anymore, Chris. But I digress. I've said my piece here, and I think I'll let my case rest.
Well, I think we both nailed it here. We should let the people talk. Why don't you go ahead and hit a bubble there, and let's hear what the people got to say about this Chinese piss epidemic that we are facing.
And it is an epidemic, Chris. Make no mistake about it. It is an epidemic.
Oh, dude. To be fair, there's a fucking series on that. I mean, movies are fucking fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I can't think of the name of it. I'll find it for you.
Right. Whatever he said. Okay, sure.
I mean, now you kind of have to expect any of your listeners to steal your idea now, but I won't. It's a good idea, and you know, I'm going to give you a follow just in case you ever bring it back up in chat again. But, you know, I'm not the only listener.
The only idea that has been stolen is the idea of a free and fair democracy as put forth by our Constitution, which is being hindered right now by Nancy Pelosi and her refusal to drink piss. All right. That's what we need to be talking about.
The movie's called Spree. I repeat, Spree. Please watch it. It's brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. So, yeah, he live streams murdering people, and he's an Uber driver, but does it very creatively.
Chonky Monkey, you got to repeat that. I didn't get that. But I want to hear this because I was an Uber driver, and I had to quit because I had fantasies of driving these people off a fucking bridge.
I tell you what, Chris, the only fantasy that you should be having is about pissing all over Nancy Pelosi's face. The only spree that we should be talking about is a urine spree all over that woman's face because she is indebted to China. Alex Jones is on my side, and I will fight God if what I'm saying is not true. That woman is pissing her mouth, and you know as well as I do. Bro, okay, all right, are we ending the bit? I had so much fun, bro. That was so fucking fun, bro. I ended it, sorry.
Oh my God, right?
Oh, it's great, bro. So much fun. I love this shit. I love it. It's fun that, like, there are random people on here that I can, like, actually riff with, you know? Because I normally just do that with the homies or whatever. But so props to you, man. I'm following you.
Same, dude. That's why I fell in love with fucking Stereo. Like, all of a sudden, I was talking with a dude in Iraq about, like, dude, you tell me what our military did in Iraq.
Right.
Like, wow. Like, I got real news from an Iraqi.
There's a bunch of Iranian people in here just now. I was talking to one of them.
Crossing fucking racial borders because I'm all about unity. I think the 1% is dividing all of us. I think it's all bullshit. I think the mainstream media is a dying medium. You know, YouTube. is going to, cable is dead. It's dead. Right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's not. Like, there's a lot of people that have houses, like older people that like have it.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not not the dominant like form of a. But you know, the only reason that any of that shit like had any kind of relevance, I mean, you could say advertising money, I guess, whatever. But like, the power that like television or media has to like program our thoughts and like the way that we think, you know, and that's
crazy kind powerful. Of
the, yeah, and that, but that's the fun thing about this app is like when I first hopped on here, I was like, oh, this kind of feels like the early days of the internet, you know, and there's just a bunch of kind of a free for all. No one's really established like the rules and regulations of how people are supposed to interact on here. And, right. Yeah, I can talk about like crazy shit, and it's just fun.
This guy last night, I had a 3.5 hour conversation with this guy, who was a black dude, but his avatar was white, and he was pretending to be a racist white guy, and he had the voice down, dude. He sounded like a white dude from Alabama.
Hell yeah. Dude,
and I'm like,
dude, I mean, that's sick.
I'm not even joking. It was 2 hours before I got that he was playing a character. Yeah. Then I got it, and I kept playing along because he was committed, right? Yeah. We're 2 hours in, dude, right?
When and, I first got on this, there was a guy, exact same thing. There was a guy that talked in a Russian accent and like convinced me he was Russian. I talked for like 2.5 hours, and then finally at the end, 2.5 hours, it was like, I'm just playing, man. Like, I'm in LA right now. Like, hang on. Meet Teresa. I highly recommend everyone follow that fool. But
what's the name?
Meet Teresa. Like, Teresa. But
I love that guy. I'm following
him. Yeah. That's the man, bro. That fool's like the king of this fucking app, to be honest.
He's fucking awesome.
Yeah. He's great, dude.
But, dude, I would love to do. Dude, let's do a fucking weekly show.
Sure, dude. I mean, I've had this conversation with so many people on this shit, but yeah, fuck it. Yeah, let's do it. I got banned yesterday, actually.
Seriously?
I don't know. For like 24 hours, but I don't know why.
For the name or what?
No, I have no idea. I think someone like snitched on me, but I think we're doing something like this, and like someone's like, this isn't fun or interesting. We should be talking about piss and politics in the same sentence, you know, report it. Like, I think that's what happened, but I don't know.
I think people get bitchy too, right? Like,
if politics are serious games. Nancy Pelosi's a feminine icon. And I wear two masks. How dare you talk about PS and politics in the scene?
Not even just on that level, dog, but I think there's people out there who think they're funny and they want to and it's cancel culture, right? They want to fucking cancel you and me so that they think they can jump up or whatever. Right?
The interesting thing is like I'm on here for fun, dude. And so, like, if I want to come on here and troll people and, like, everyone hates me and wants to bounce, fine. I'm done. I'm off. You know, like, I'm here to have fun. You know what I mean? Like, there are people on here that have meet people that, like, I guess open my kind of comics and shit. And I listen to them talk, and it's just, like, they're like, legit hella spooked about, like social justice shit. And I'm like, bro, if I want to come on here and say whatever wild shit that I want and you want to boot me off, then fuck it. I don't want to be on this platform, you know? But like,
isn't that freedom of speech?
Yeah, and I'm not a fucking comedian. But there are people on here that are like, here's my comedian. No. I'm not at all. No.
All right, thanks for tuning into another episode and another thing with Dave. Please follow, subscribe, and share. I'm on all social media and another thing with Dave. And keep seeking the truth.
Alright, that does it for this episode. Until next time, please do drop a follow. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can give a rating. If you're digging what I'm doing, picking up what I'm throwing down, please share on social media. Check out my two YouTube channels, Dave Smith Absurd Comedy and The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Until next time, keep smiling.